And a very pleasant good morning. Hey, it's Monday, August the 1st, 7:15. We're kicking off a brand new work week and kicking off the month of August. And with that comes school returns just a week away. And we'll have people getting back to school on Monday of next week. Also, it brings up Theater Center. We have a big play coming to town on Saturday. We have Kelly Turner and Theater Center Group in here with us this morning. And folks, it's pleasure to have all of you with us. Kelly, take it away. Tell us who we have with us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Theater Center is so proud to announce that we have The Little Mermaid Junior. It's going to be Thursday and Friday night at 7 p.m. and then Saturday matinee at 1 p.m. We have that matinee scheduled at 1 p.m. because that Wise Lake Music Festival is kicking off on Saturday night, so that's exciting. If you come to our matinee, you've already got a great parking spot to hop right on in that music festival right after our show's over. So we're happy about that. It's at the First United Methodist Church on Main Street in Center. I have with me this morning three of our cast members. I have Marley Sanford, who plays Sebastian. I have Ella Gossett, who plays Flounder. And I have Maddie Goss, who plays Scuttle. Yeah. Oh, also, we are going to have a contest going on this morning.
We are. We're going to give away a gift. You have a gift there that you brought that we're going to give away to a designated caller, but don't start calling yet. Yep. We'll tell you when to call.
Perfect. Okay, take it away, Jerry.
All right, thank you. And tell us how much fun you're having doing this play. Tell me about what you do in the play.
Well, Sebastian is the description of him is a very nervous, constantly going at it crab because, you know, he's trying to impress King Triton and make a good vision for himself. So most of the time he's really, like, either cranky that something's not going right or he's, like, freaking out because everything's going everywhere. So it's a lot of fun to act that out because you're just, like, all over the place all the time.
All right. And your part, what do you do?
I play Flounder, and I would describe him as a very, like, shy and playful fish, and he's best friends with Ariel, and he doesn't really talk to anybody else, but I feel like he's really close with Ariel, so that's what he's comfortable with. And playing him is very fun because he's very energetic whenever you get to know him. So it's really fun having that character to be able to act out.
So you are energetic. You like to put all that energy in there?
Yes.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun for sure. And your part?
Well, I play Scuttle, which is that, most people don't know, but it's that white bird that goes, "It's a dinglehopper." Yeah. And it's kind of hard. It's pretty difficult because they're constantly asking me to do more and be more and louder and bigger.
Wow.
That's probably the most difficult part about it.
Yeah, that's my job as director, to annoy them with words like "be bigger, do more, be louder."
So they've learned.
They've learned, but it's because they can do it. Uh-huh. Maddie has a difficult part because she's capable.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. How much fun have you guys have? What have you had a lot of fun doing this Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Well, how difficult is to do the Little Mermaid play without water?
Have you thought about that?
You know, mermaids, you normally see them in the sea and in the water, so, or around water. I just wondered how difficult that would be for you to bring the play forward.
I mean, we got little fans that kind of look like water.
Okay.
So, we got bubbles.
Bubbles. There you go. Well, what can people expect when they come on Saturday or Thursday night or Friday night?
They can expect a lot of dancing, definitely a lot of music and choreo, and for some people, a lot of emotion, like, you know, with their character. And I feel like you should just expect to have a good night.
How long have you been practicing?
We've been practicing since June.
Okay. So you've put in a lot of time. How many hours a week do you have to put in to learn your parts?
Well, for just practice alone, it's 3 nights a week, 2 hours. It used to be 1.5 hours, but then we bumped it up to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing else to do ever. So I just kind of pick out every single part that's not even mine in the script.
And you've learned it?
Just because, yeah.
All right. And how much time do you put in at home practicing?
as much as needed. If I don't remember a certain line that we practiced, then I'll go home and make sure that I know it.
All right.
And we have this group chat where we'll call each other and we'll all run lines together.
Wow, that's great.
I didn't know that.
How about that? Now you know. How about that? They are working hard behind the scenes. It sounds like we have a group of perfectionists on our hands. Is that right? You're going to make sure it's right.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited about that. And, of course, that comes from the top, from the leaders, Kelly. I think that's what they're telling you. All right, this is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday afternoon will be the matinee, and that's at 1 o'clock. And so you don't want to miss out. That's Little Mermaid, and it's produced by Kelly Turner. And, of course, we have members of the cast of Little Mermaid in here with us. And they brought a special gift we're going to give away. Tell us about it.
Okay, so we have a... Hi, I am Mackenzie Green. I am the choreographer for Little Mermaid. We are doing a giveaway to a lucky caller for 2 tickets to the show and a FC Wise Pub and Eatery gift card that is valued at $25.
Okay, so if you'd like to get a pair of tickets to this show coming up this week, and then, of course, a $25 gift card from FC Weiss and Pub. If you'd like that, be caller number 12 right now. All you have to do is know that you're caller number 12, and I'll tell you on the countdown when you call in. So we'll be looking for caller number 12 at 927-4232 for a pair of tickets to Little Mermaid production this week and a $25 gift card from FC Weiss Pub and Eatery, and you be caller number 12, and you can win that. And we just got off the line with caller number 19, but lucky caller number 12, Darlene Cole of the Slackland community. Congratulations, Darlene. You pick up a pair of tickets for the play on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Those tickets good for any night, I'm sure. Any night. And or the matinee on Saturday. Plus, you have a $25 gift card from the FC Weiss Pub and Eatery. So congratulations, Darlene Cole of the Slackland community. We appreciate you for listening. And all the other callers, how much fun was that?
This has been really fun, and I hope to do some more plays in the future, because all summer it's been really fun, because normally I have nothing to do. But this summer I've been practicing really hard, and it's been amazing meeting all these new people that I probably never would have been friends with if I didn't do this play.
Right. And this morning, you guys got to play radio. How did you like answering the phone?
Loved it. It was great. I got to say, caller 6, try again.
All right. Hey, well, who knows? You might get to come back in and be on the radio with us sometime.
Maybe.
I hope so. And did you like answering the phone?
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. Well, you got to see what goes on behind the scene when we're doing a giveaway and how we do it and things of that nature. I hope that was a little bit of fun for you this morning. Because were you surprised at the number of calls?
Yes, and they're still calling.
That's right. Wow, our phones ring constantly. And we're thankful that we have listeners out there that love to call and talk with us and all. Anything else that we need to leave Kelly or Mackenzie about the play this weekend?
Yes, actually. So this Friday at 10 to 12 a.m. at Damn Good Coffee Company, we are having a Under the Tea meet and greet with Ariel and Eric, where you can come and order a drink. We're going to have some special drinks, and you can come buy pre-sale tickets for that Friday night's performance, which is at 7 p.m., and you can take pictures with Ariel and Eric, so we think it's going to be really fun.
Again, that's going to be Friday?
Friday from 10 to 12.
All right. So you stop by the coffee shop there on the corner and next to FC Weiss and enjoy. Of course, they have cappuccino, and they have a lot of different coffees and things of that nature. And I'm sure they may even have some kind of soft drink or something.
Yes, sir. Juice. We have all sorts of drinks.
All sorts of drinks for you there. So come on by from 10 to 12 on Friday and tell us what you're going to be doing again, making pictures.
We are going to be doing a meet and greet with Ariel and Eric. So that's going to be like taking pictures and getting to talk to the cast. And then we're going to be selling pre-sale tickets to that night's performance.
All right. Folks, you don't want to miss out on that. That's a special event coming on Friday at the coffee shop there on the corner. So come by and visit with us. Anything else, Kelly?
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm going to do this without crying. I'm so very proud of every cast member that we have. I've watched these children, and they're children to me. They're not. They're young men and women. And I'm so very proud of them. I've watched them just get better every single day, and I have gotten to know them in a very positive, fun setting over this summer. At times it has been stressful and chaotic, but now we're to the part where we're having fun, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm grateful to have spent my summer with these kids, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm very proud.
That's wonderful. Sounds like it's been very rewarding for you, as well as been fun for all of the cast.
Absolutely. I can assure you I've probably learned more from them than they have from me.
Well, it sounds like it's been fun for everyone. And tell us how many total cast members that you have. You only brought in three, plus your choreographer and mm-hmm. your assistant this morning.
Oh, yeah.
About how many people are actually in the play that we're going to be seeing this weekend?
We have 22 cast members, and they range from ages 10 all the way to 17.
All right. So it'll be a lot of fun and excitement, and this is just a little sample of what we'll be getting this weekend.
Oh, yes. This fun energy that you have in here, and how close these cast members are, that's just a sample of what you'll see when you come to a show.
All right. It's Thursday and Friday, and what time each evening?
7 p.m.
Okay. And the doors will open?
They'll open 30 minutes before each show. You can buy tickets at the door, cash or check. They're $10 each. And the Saturday matinee is at 1 p.m. Doors will open 30 minutes before that show, $10 cash or check as well.
That's there at the Edge Building at First United Methodist Church.
That is correct. And then, if you're 5 and under, your ticket's $5. And also, if you're a patron, just want to remind you to let us know which night you want to come and how many tickets you want to use for that night.
All right. Thank you so very much. And we appreciate all of you for coming in, you cast members for coming in and sharing your stories and telling us about what we can be expecting coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Theater Center's Little Mermaid production.